Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The 86th annual meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors wraps up in Boston today. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has been hosting the nation's mayors as they've addressed issues ranging from the opioid epidemic to gun violence to climate change. And Mayor Walsh joins us this morning. Good morning, Mayor. Thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me this morning.
What's the main takeaway for you from this conference? I know we've read, for example, you know, there's a wide range of topics, but we read, for example, that there is a coalition that's been formed supporting the state's transgender discrimination law. There have been all kinds of things happening. But what's your main takeaway from this?
Well, one of the things about the conference that I really love and enjoy is that it's nonpartisan, and a lot of the issues, we don't get into the partisan politics, and when you think about whether it's transgender rights or the climate or housing, most of the mayors here are very supportive of each other and of different communities, and I think it's you know, that's what's needed in America right now. Yesterday we had a very good conversation. Chris Herron came and spoke about his addiction, and we had a task force on addiction.
The former Celtics player, Chris Herron.
Former Celtics player, yeah, he was amazing. Everyone in the room, he just had everyone captured in the room yesterday talking about what's needed and his take on really having wellness in schools and working to get ahead of the crisis and for prevention. I chaired a housing task force. I was talking about the issues that we've done here in Boston in building housing, and every city is a lot of cities in America are faced with the same thing we are, where we don't have enough supply, the demand is high, the costs are expensive, and we have those dialogues. And then the environment, all of us are talking about what we're doing, and I think that we all feel pretty good where we are as far as moving forward on climate change, but none of us are far enough ahead to really make the impacts that we need to in America.
The mayor of Seattle was here in Boston for the conference. Seattle is home headquarters for Amazon. Did you learn anything over the weekend as Boston bids to be the new headquarters for Amazon?
We talked briefly. Jenny Durkin is the new mayor. She's brand new. She's been in office. This is her first year. She's about 5 months in office now. And we had some brief conversations, but honestly, we were focused on a whole host of other issues. But I will make sure that I speak to the mayor before she goes back. And she's been a great mayor, great champion. She marched in pride with us on Saturday, and I think she's still the first few months when you're a new mayor, you're still learning just how to adapt to the change in your life between schedule and press and everything that comes with the job. But we didn't get too much into a detail. But she was interviewed by one of the local papers. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. The mayor's criticized the plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census, and there are concerns that it would discourage non-citizens from participating. And Baltimore's mayor, Catherine Pugh, suggested that she would encourage residents to skip that question. Would you?
Yeah, I know. I was talking to the mayor. I was at the press conference when she said it. The census count is not to count Americans. The census count is to count people in the United States of America. And again, it would put Boston at a serious disadvantage if we don't count all Bostonians. If people don't know this, the last two censuses, we've actually lost representation in the United States Congress. We'd love to be able to maximize the amount of people living in our districts and living in our city and potentially pick up a congressional person. We don't want to be losing power, and we don't want to be losing prominence in the United States Congress. We want to be adding to that. And the more representation we have in Congress, the better it is for us on a national scale.
And now, you mentioned a lack of national leadership, and the mayors have been expressing unity. How can that be accomplished on a city level with what's happening on the federal level?
Well, I think that, people are going to leave here today and tomorrow and go back to their cities and towns and feel real good about where we're going as cities and towns across America. We, for the most part, we're a united bunch, and we're talking about issues that are important to the American people. So, when you think about the United States of America, it's not just the President of the United States of America. It's also the cities and towns and the mayors and the councils and the legislatures across America. And I think that if they could take anything from this conference that we're having, is look at how we operate here and look at the issues we talk about.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.